This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about all of the ways God will teach us. In this series, we've been talking about the ways God comforts us. And one of the ways He does it is through teaching us by taking the extra care and time to use a host of life scenarios designed just for you and me to teach us. And this reminds me of the way Jesus creatively taught through His parables. So one day He went down to the shore where a great crowd had gathered to see Him. The scriptures say Jesus got into the boat where He sat and taught the people who listened on the shore. Feels like a sense of storytelling. And one of the parables He shared was about the wheat and the weed. So a farmer planted good seed in his field, but during the night an enemy came and planted weeds among the wheat. So as the wheat grew, the weeds grew too, right alongside the wheat. Of course, the first inclination by the servants was to pull the weeds, but in doing so, they would harm the wheat. Jesus's point is that in this life, it is intended for the wheat and weeds to grow together until God separates them. Who in your life is appearing to be the weeds, and their actions or even their presence doesn't feel so comforting? But be comforted in this, in knowing that God is using them to teach you, to strengthen you, to draw you closer to Him. So as you think about that, let us be reminded of these words. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? Matthew 5:46. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, prosper from His teachings.